This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I'm sick to my stomach. I really am. I'm watching my friendships and my associations go down the drain, but this time it's going to be me doing it because of things that they do. I'm talking about these electronic assistants. The smart televisions that listen in, that have cameras, the vacuum cleaners that are connected to Wi-Fi, the TVs that are connected to the internet, the cell phones that are on the kitchen counter and in the bedrooms, and these electronic assistants like Google, etc. I'm just sick to my stomach. But when I think back, I remember a field trip in very, very, very early elementary school. I'm talking about very early elementary school. Walking to the police station in town and getting a tour of the police station and seeing the men in blue uniforms. Back then there were men in blue uniforms, not men and women, just men. And the teacher and the policeman said, you know, if you ever have a problem and you see someone in one of these uniforms, you can go up to them and they will help you. They will help you. They are on your side. They are there to help you and protect you. That's what I was told. Well, here's the rest of the story about ANOM, ANOM. So, yes, Gwyneth is absolutely correct. The Australian Federal Police were involved in using this application. There's another organization with three letters, and it's called the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. The two organizations, the AFP and the FBI, got together and they built a startup. They built a company. And the company used these cell phones, and they stripped them down. They put this ANOM application on the cell phones. It was really stripped down. And it was end-to-end encrypted, and the FBI and the AFP were in the middle of it. Not only were they the designers, they were the purveyors. They were involved in the selling of these phones that would be used to listen into everything. Not some, not most, not part, everything. And it was their design to roll this out slowly and, as Gwyneth said, get some traction from some personalities that were recognizable. Hey, this is the way you'll contact me. And it was exclusive. $2,000 for 6 months of service. And it was believed to be airtight, watertight, etc. No one would be able to crack it. No one would be able to listen in. But in actuality, it was a pipeline, a direct communications method to the FBI and the Australian Federal Police. So going back to that field trip, you can trust these people in blue, really, when the governments of two nations get together and build a spying system, a peeping Tom system, that they lie to their customers about. They lie. Let me say it a different way. they lie to their customers about it. And it's used to get people arrested. Now, I'm not saying that people who commit crimes shouldn't be arrested. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that the governments of two nations have conspired to build a system to snare people through lying, deception, etc., misrepresentation. All those things that we, the people who want to be left alone, abhor. And then you add to that the people who are willing accomplices and pay to have these kinds of services, including Alexa, Echo, wireless speakers, smart televisions, and the television companies will say things. I'm talking about like Gold Star. They'll say, well, yeah, it's to be, but look, here's the point. Here's why it's so important to have that microphone, a microphone on a television. Here's why it's so important. So when there's a Super Bowl ad, we can gauge the reaction of those of you who are drinking beer and eating on the couch watching the game. So we know how well the advertising is how effective the advertising is during the Super Bowl. Now think about that. They're saying they're listening in to you if you're watching the Super Bowl, so they can sell that information, like Gold Star, Samsung, etc. Sell that information to people who would aggregate it and then use it for advertising. Who are these people? Gold Star, Samsung, and all the rest of them. And I remember just as the China genocide was starting. And by the way, I've coined a couple terms, like the Corona Panic, and like the anti-rioting payments. Those are a couple terms that I coined. Well, the latest one is China genocide. Well, just in the beginning of the China genocide, I thought, shoot, you know, we're going to be home a lot. Self-imposed lockdown. And one of the things that I would not want to have happen is one of our television screen to quit. Because Mrs. Finelli likes watching B-grade science fiction movies. And I thought, I think I can find one of these things for about $150 television screen for her. She works really hard. I'm all for it. Not over-the-air television. Not cable television. Just videos connected to the computer, no Wi-Fi, no smart TV. Do you know it was really, really difficult to find one of those little buggers? I found one. And there were only like a couple left in the country. A couple.
Yeah.
Because everyone was selling, y'all got to get the smart TV because, oh, it's got better resolution. And, you know, the TV tuner is built into the smart television. And I absolutely, positively said, we're not going to have one of those here in our house. We are not going to have a TV as a centerpiece in the room, wherever it is, aimed right at us so it can watch us and listen to us and record us and send back to the Internet what's happening in our household. I'm not going to allow it. As a matter of fact, I dressed up for my license. I had to get a new photograph. I chose to comply with the government system to get a photographic license, which they require in the corrupt state of Missouri. But I prepared for it for months and months and months, and I grew my hair long, and Albert Einstein had nothing on Vin Finelli. In terms of good grooming. Oh, I'm serious. Albert Einstein had nothing on me. I looked degenerate. I looked homeless. My license picture, you would not recognize me. Absolutely not. I took a wad of gum, and I chewed it up real big, and I stuck it under my cheek, and I tilted my head. I had my hair combed down. It was straggly. I mean, it wasn't neatly combed. It was to cover as much of my face as possible. I blew out my cheeks like Louis Armstrong when he's blowing the horns. Okay? This wad of gum was in there. I was twisted, contorted, and my eyes were squinting. Closed. And the gal says, this isn't a good picture. I have to do it again. Multiple takes. I think there were 3 takes. And she said, well, they accepted it. I said, oh, good. Because it's hard not to close your eyes when that flash goes off. I can't do it. Just natural reaction. That's what happens. Huh. So, am I against this invasion of privacy? You bet. And why? Because the corrupt government of the corrupt state of Missouri sold the license photographs, those images, to a company in Georgia. Why? I don't know. But they did it. They violated the public trust. I don't trust these people as far as I can throw, as my father would say, a piano. So let me quote a very famous man, one of the most famous people ever to live. And there's several versions of this quote, but the words are very, just a couple words might change if you look at the quote, but it had to be translated because it was in German. Quote, how fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think, end quote. Another one is, what good fortune for governments that the people do not think. That's another version of it. So who said it? Adolf Hitler.
It's Adolf Hitler.
That's right. He said it. And he's absolutely right. Now, if he were around now, he might be saying GDP. How fortunate for the government that there is a GDP. Right? That's what he might say. In a sense, and it's my term, generally dumb public. So, Gwyneth, literally, I'm sick to my stomach. I think I've lost a bunch of friends because I didn't know. I didn't know that they have willingly, on their own, spent their own money and time to install spy devices in their house. I'm just sick to my stomach. You know,
like I said, I can't imagine why anybody would. That's just how it is. You know, these people got rocks on their head or something. But they think the government's actually on their side. Oh, well, I remember.
So let me just...
The blue team in their training are actually being told that we the people are the enemy, that we're all criminals. You should not trust them because they are being taught in their staff training to not trust you and to treat you, Joe Public, who lives down the road, as the enemy because you're a criminal. That's what they're being taught.
You know,
Does that make sense? And I actually saw that come out in the media several months ago. I can't remember where.
I'll comment when we come back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, one of the things that we do here at USA Prepare is that, and I think is very different from what other broadcasts do, is that we tell stories. And when I was going to school back at the university, I learned that, I'm talking about in the 70s, like roughly 50 years ago, I learned that there were two schools of thought on how to educate people. One is by case studies. Case study would be a story. Here's the situation, here's what happened, here's what the people involved did, and here's the result. The other method, now that, by the way, that's the Harvard University approach. The other method was the econometric approach. Numbers, everything is driven by numbers. And you can look at everything by numbers. Well, I really like the Harvard approach the best, certainly for radio, right? Numbers would be really hard to do in radio. But my education was a combination of both of those, both approaches. And I did attend a major, well-respected at the time, university that I'm sure every single one of you has heard about. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. Anyway, Gwyneth mentioned that there has been reported on the news that the police are trained, that you are the enemy. Well, I have a first-hand report. Over 5 years ago, I was in Springfield, Missouri, and I was in the Harbor Freight store. And I conducted my business, and I had left. But there was a guy in front of me at the cash register who was returning a defective product. A defective substandard Chinese product. one that I had already returned because I bought the same defective substandard Chinese product. His broke, mine broke, he returned his, I returned mine. But I returned mine earlier. And so I was walking out of the store to my truck, and this guy was in the parking lot, and I kind of motioned to him, and I said, you know, I never met this guy before. And I said, you know, it's interesting. I had the same exact product, the same exact problem. And so we were talking about it. So I wanted him to know that he wasn't the only one that this broke on, this piece of Chinese junk sold as a tool by the Chinese factory tool outlet known as Harbor Freight. Well, we talked for a few minutes, and he said he was a cop in a small town, not Springfield, Missouri, a small town, but in Missouri. And he was telling me about some training that he had. He said, look, we were trained that in a traffic, and you were trained by the big police departments. When you're involved in a traffic stop as a policeman, you have to expect that the person that you're stopping is the enemy. And that gray-haired old lady, expect her to shoot you. So you have to be ready for that. And so you have to treat everyone as if they are the enemy and they're going to kill you. Sure enough, that's what they do. And he quit. He said he wasn't going to do it because not everybody was bad. And he refused to treat everyone as the enemy. So, Gwyneth, what I'm telling you is the story that you told, I heard firsthand from a guy who received that very training a little over 5 years ago. And he had no reason to lie to me. He didn't know me from Adam. But that's what I heard. And I'm relaying it as best I can and as accurately as I can. And I think it's pretty darn accurate. And I think it's true. I think they are taught that. And I think that they are taught to apply pressure, to wrestle you to the ground, you know, when you're on the ground, to apply pressure to the carotid artery so that you become unconscious. Like George Floyd. So I wanted to share that response with you. Class, this is really, really upsetting to me, and if you've ever listened to me, you know by the tone of my voice that I'm not kidding. I'm just looking at the United States go down the drain, Australia go down the drain, the world as we love it going down the drain. We've been taken over by plagiarists, pedophiles, perverts, egomaniacs, greedy people. And the question I have for you is, why are greedy people so physically ugly? Who am I talking about? The wealthiest people on the planet.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired 2 more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday.
The launch further escalates tensions in the region 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's Prime Minister and South Korea's President said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After being defeated in the California gubernatorial recall election, Republican Larry Elder speaking in Costa Mesa, California.
Betty, what is he? I hate, my mom used to tell me, never mention a woman's age. What are you, 82 years old, 84? First Asian American to pass the bar of California, become a lawyer. Oh. Nasrin, how are you? Nasrin, how are you? Gloria Merrill is a Democrat. I'm hoping a recovering Democrat, but we'll see. She was the Senate Majority Leader. She crossed party lines. She's still a Democrat. Like my mother was still a Democrat. My brother was still a Democrat. I couldn't get them to change their party, but I got them to vote a lot more sensibly. Gloria crossed state party lines and supported my candidacy because of the issue of school choice. Because of the issue of school choice. As you know, my opponent, Governor Gavin Newsom, come on, let's be gracious, let's be gracious in defeat. And by the way, we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I just heard a quote that I've heard before. I'll go down in history. Larry Elder just said, I believe he just said, we may have lost the battle, but we're going to win the war. Huh. Really? California's gone. The elections have been stolen. I don't believe any election results or selection results. I got an offer by Laclede Electric. Y'all, we're not going to have the annual meeting in person. We're going to have one of these video meetings, and we're going to have the board of directors elected, on this video meeting. So if you want to have a mail-in ballot for this election, just give us a call, and we'll send you one. So, and we'll give you $20. We'll pay for your vote. So I got this, Mrs. Finelli made the call. We got in the mail a ballot. It had, I could vote for any one of the candidates for the three districts, and each person who is a member can vote for District 1, District 2, and District 3. So I could vote three times. So I voted for, crossed them out, and voted for me. I hand-wrote Vincent Finelli for District 1, District 2, and District 3. The election selection results were reported. No votes for Vincent Finelli. Well, that's not true. There were no votes shown for anybody other than the candidate, the candidates who ran and the ones who were selected. So is that election, is that reporting the correct results? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nowhere did they say, oh, by the way, we got some other, you know, votes, but there weren't very many, so we're not going to tell you about them. Or, by the way, Finelli got three votes. They're not going to tell you. They didn't tell us that. So do I trust Laclede Electric to be honest and above board? Absolutely not. Did I vote in the last selection? No. Did I tell you I was going to vote in the last selection? No. Did I tell you my vote didn't count? Yes. Did my vote not count? Had I voted? No, it wouldn't have counted. I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to participate in the sham slash scam. I am sick to my stomach. Everything's going wrong. And Larry Elder, I'm sorry to say, those are really uplifting words. We may have lost the battle, but we're going to win the war. I'm sorry. We lost the war. We've got the FBI against us. We've got the blue team against us. We have the black team. And I'm not talking about the color of the skin. I'm talking about the uniforms that used to be blue that are now black. They are against us. We've got the 85,000 new IRS agents coming to help us. How's that going to help us? These guys are stealing our money, taxing us into oblivion, shutting down the nation. And the only thing that they didn't do was go after the guys that caused the problem. China. And their affiliates in the United States who were complicit in the crime of genocide. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, all these things were prophesied to happen a long time ago in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. It says that there would arise a beast system, okay, and that it would make war with the saints, with the holy ones of God, which is us, you and me, okay, and it would prevail against them. And we would have to endure for a season, for a short time, and then after that, Jesus Christ is going to come back, and he's going to kick them in the pants. And the victory will not be won until Jesus Christ returns. And his return is imminent. It is, I don't know when. No one knows when. But, you know, anyone who says they know when Jesus Christ is coming back is lying, because they don't. But he said, when all these things happen, look out, because your redemption is drawing nigh. The King of Kings is returning. He absolutely is. And the fact that all these things are going on is actually evidence that he's returning. And he says that there'll be a great falling away. You know, a lot of people interpret that as being a rapture. Maybe, maybe not. That scripture could be also interpreted as apostasy. And I can see a lot of people losing their faith. I really, truly can. But a lot of people are gaining it as well. It's like that the wheat are being sorted from the chaff. And that's the whole point of the exercise, you know. And winnowing is not an easy process. If you're a grain of wheat, you get chucked up in the air and then you land, and then you get chucked up in the air and then you land. You know, back in the wheat basket. This is it. Yeah, it's not an easy. It never. God never promised that we would have an easy life. In fact, Jesus Christ said that in this life, you will suffer persecution. If you are on Jesus' team, then you will, because they hated him. He said, don't marvel that the world hates you. They hated me. They're going to hate you as well. That's what he said. He said, if they treated me with respect, they would have treated you with respect as well. You know? And I'm not a Catholic. Dad was a Catholic. I went through a short season of catechumenate training. And then I moved to Australia. And then I became involved with the Pentecostal Church. And I was baptized into the Pentecostal Church. But it doesn't matter, because as long as you've got your heart and your mind pointed at Jesus Christ, that is the important thing. And I am, by the way, I'm deeply disappointed in what has happened with the Pentecostal churches all over the world. I am deeply disappointed in them, because they have absolutely lost the plot. And I still pray in the Pentecostal manner. I still read the Bible in the Pentecostal manner. And I still, believe what I was taught about the baptism with the Holy Spirit, the blood of the Lamb of God, that we have authority over the devil. And I live that way. And I think if everybody lived that way, that there'd be a lot less problems in this world. That God sent the Holy Spirit to empower believers so that they could have a successful life and kick the devil's backside. That is what is at the heart of the Pentecostal teaching. If you go back to Catherine, the great Pentecostal preachers, like Kenneth Hagin and Catherine Kuhlman, and Archie was a Pentecostal preacher too, by the way. He was from the same religion. And he saw miracles happen. He prayed for the sick and they recovered. He stood toe-to-toe with Hell's Angels gang members with them pointing knives and guns in his belly and urinating on him. And he would not back down, and he just said, Jesus loves you. And he ended up seeing some of them depart from the devil's way and turn to Jesus Christ. That was what happened. And that is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, for anyone who believes, if they take the power of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2 is at the heart of the Pentecostal movement, and all of that has just gone. It's just been forgotten. Chapter 2 has been forgotten. The power of the Holy Ghost on believers to go out and do amazing things on this earth has been utterly forgotten. What were they using the power of God for? To get mammon. That's what it ultimately came down to. Yeah, God will provide everything you need. But the thing is that there's more to life than eating and drinking and clothes and fancy food and big houses and flash cars. But in the end, that's what a lot of the Pentecostal preaching came down to, and they ended up selling their souls to the devil, and especially Kenneth Copeland. I am really, really deeply disappointed in Kenneth Copeland. I'm really, really deeply disappointed, because he was saying, I pray that God sends a vaccine! And as soon as I heard that, actually I'd lost, I knew that he'd gone off the tracks before then, because he, this Pope is in Rome at the moment, is a really evil man. And when Kenneth Copeland bowed the knee to one of his cronies, one of his second-in-command right-hand man guys, I looked at him and I said, you've lost the plot. These people in Rome are all evil. They really are. A lot of the Catholics out there, I've got more time a day for them than what I've got for a lot of other believers, because they'll stand outside abortion clinics. they'll hold out signs, you know, and say, Jesus loves you. Please don't abort your baby. God forgives you. God loves you. Please don't abort your baby. I don't see anyone from any other churches doing that, you know, and holding up pictures of Mary and saying, Mary loves your baby. You know, that's the truth. Mother Mary loves all the babies. When Archie died and went to heaven, he died temporarily. He had a car accident and died for 9 minutes, went up to heaven and spent 3 heaven days with Jesus, which translated to 9 minutes on the earth, okay, because there's a bit of a time difference between heaven and earth, and it says that in the Bible. But one thing that Jesus saw when he was up in heaven was he saw Mother Mary. And you know what Mother Mary was doing, Vincent? She was looking after all the babies that had been miscarried, that had been aborted, and that had been killed, and that had died. And that's her job in heaven. And the reason why Jesus gave her that job when she went up to heaven was he said, Mary, you're just the best mum of all. You get the job of being heaven's mum. So that's her job in eternity. She's heaven's mum. And all the babies that have been aborted and all the babies that have been miscarried and murdered and had terrible things happen to them, they all go up to heaven and they get to be Mary's children. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure. Gwyneth, I've got a couple comments, things I'd like to cover just before the end of the broadcast with you, if that's okay. Now, going back to Anom, A-N-O-M, here's a quote from TheGuardian.com. Quote, to launch a desirable encrypted phone, the Australian Federal Police and the Federal Bureau of Investigation not only needed to think like a tech startup, they had to become a tech startup. End quote. Another quote, Anom needed to be tested, and then very slowly, like any other brand, it could take market share, end quote.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take?
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, I've got a few things I'd like to share with the class very quickly in the last segment. So I mentioned with Dr. Shealy that it is my thought that the China genocide is just that. And I likened it to a fog. Not that it's a fog, but thinking about, you know, people walk into this contaminated area, coughing, sneezing. They touch things that people have gotten the Chinese genocide virus. Then they get it and they spread it. But I think that was the original plan to kill a lot of people worldwide. And I said this, and Dr. Shealy agreed with me. And then I said that it's a man-made virus. And that means that the vaccine has to be a man-made virus, but of a lesser dosage. And that the China genocide was that a genocide weapon. So the virus is going to be a lower-dosed genocide weapon. And I said that I believe that it is an instrument to cause impotence, to reduce the reproduction of people. Okay? And he agreed with that. At least I believe he did. Okay, that being the case, now it comes out in the DailyMail.com that a gal named Nicki Minaj, who I don't particularly care for, but she mentioned an anecdote about her a cousin's friend who claimed he became impotent after the COVID vaccine. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is weeks later. That's one thing. Next thing is, I mentioned on the air that these angle grinders, these high-speed grinders, and you get the discs at Harbor Freight, and you got to be really careful and wear eye protection and all kinds of protection because these discs explode. They come apart, and they're spinning at a real high rate of RPM, and they come apart, and they can kill you. Okay. Well, and there's on Daily Mail, there is a story about a man, quote, man has very close call after sharp metallic disc breaks off his power tool and flies at his face, cutting through his protective shield, stopping less than an inch from his eye. Now, was it a Harbor Freight disc? I don't know. Probably not. But all of these Chinese discs are dangerous. They spin at high RPMs and they break. And we know lots of people who've had breakage. We have. They are dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. And so you should, if you're going to use one of these, be very careful. Make sure that the direction of it flying away from you or flying apart is not going to hit you. Okay? Wear very thick clothing and a face shield, not just glasses, but one of those things that the police wear when they're in a riot. When they're in riot gear, that's the kind of face shield that you need. Yes. And Gwyneth, we were going to talk about spending family money. Do you want to do that very quickly?
What was that, sorry?
We were talking about spending family money.
Spending family money.
Yeah.
Yes. Bank accounts. If you, we've only got a few minutes left, but if you are married to somebody, then in my humble opinion, you ought to have a joint bank account. That is just my humble opinion, because you form one household, and when you form one household, you're forming a family, and you ought to have one set of accounts to run that household, and you ought to have a meeting once a week when you decide what you're going to do with the check that week. And, you know, with Archie and I, that's more or less how we ran things. And we would decide together if we were going to do something like, I don't know, buy a camper trailer, buy another car, save up to put a deposit on some land. These are all things that we did. And at the time, he was living on a disability payment, and I was on a carer's pension for him because he had an incident when he was younger where he fell off the side of a building and landed on his back on a concrete block and spent 6 months in traction. And after he healed from that, many years after he healed from that, he decided to do a run around Australia and took up ultramarathon running and was running 100 kilometres a day. But all of that's beside the point. We had one set of accounts, okay? And if you're in a relationship with someone, these are the things that you will have to negotiate. And with us, if it was a small purchase, like, you know, up to maybe $50, then we would each get a certain amount that we could spend on whatever we wanted to spend it on, basically. And that was for both of us. And we could take, we knew that we could take about that much out each week just to go and spend on whatever we wanted to spend it on, as long as groceries, bills, and so on were paid. And we would arrange all those to be paid. And then we would get that small amount of money, spend whatever we wanted to spend it on. Does that make sense to you? That's how we used to arrange our finances.
Yeah. Gwyneth, we're out of time.
Yep.
Gwyneth, thank you for a very serious, very upsetting broadcast. Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Yep.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.